Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are speaking with the Iowa Senator, Sarah Trone-Garriott, out of District 14. And Sarah, really appreciate you taking the time to join me today.
I always appreciate the opportunity to visit with my neighbors in Dallas County.
Absolutely. And there's a lot to get to. So we'll just start off with something. You recently actually have filed a bill to offer emergency support for refugees. Now, can you provide some background to people who may not be familiar with the situation and explain what led to that decision?
So first of all, refugees are a specific category of legal immigrant. So they're highly vetted. It takes a long time to go through the process. And when the U.S. commits to receive refugees, they give very specific numbers that they'll bring to different states. And our country commits to providing 90 days of support. So it's pretty meager. It's about $18 a day for food and housing, and then staff support to help them find a job, get enrolled in school, really get on their feet, because after those 90 days, they're entirely on their own. Iowa has a long history of receiving refugees, and we've got a lot of folks who've chosen to make their home here in Iowa and start a new life here after some really horrible things that have happened in their home countries. And we saw last week foreign aid was cut by an executive order. And as part of that foreign aid package, all the money for the refugees who are currently here in Iowa during their 90 days was entirely cut off. So that means that refugee resettlement programs are firing and laying off staff because they have no money to pay them. They have no money to help provide food and housing, all these things that our country promised these people when they came here. And so there's 891 refugees in Iowa who are still in their first 90 days. About half of those are children, and they have had really important support taken away from them. So these resettlement organizations are scrambling. They're trying to do everything they can to provide support. But boy, it's a pretty terrible thing to do to folks who are trusting in us, in our promise to help them out. And so I have proposed a piece of legislation to provide emergency funding for these refugees who are currently here in the United States. So like I said, 891 refugees who are here, who we promised that we would provide this 90 days of support. And the federal government is not keeping its promise, but Iowans are people of our word. And our state has the opportunity to step up and make sure that they have the resources that they need to get on their feet and be independent. And it's kind of a small thing, but for these people, it will mean the world.
And so thank you for sharing your thoughts on that. Again, we are speaking here with Iowa Senator Sarah Trone-Garriott out of District 14. And now, Sarah, an Iowa House of Representatives subcommittee actually advanced a bill that would prohibit the Iowa Utilities Commission from considering climate change when issuing a permit for a hazardous liquid pipeline. What are your thoughts about this issue?
I don't think it's ever wise for our state government to be saying you can't use information to make decisions. So, I mean, the weather is changing, and we see that with catastrophic storms and significant rain events. We see it in the insurance industry with premiums rising for everybody's property, businesses, homeowners, farmers. Things are happening, and we need to pay attention to the factors in our environment and in our community as we're thinking about planning for utilities, because, you know, there could be damage to utility projects that we pay for. We need to be anticipating, you know, shutdowns in service or delays or problems related to extreme weather. But we also need to be thinking about increased need that might result from hotter weather or just changes in, you know, what those utility needs are throughout the year, because we've had a really, really warm winter right now. That's a change. And so utility, we need to be making plans that really take into account all the information available. So we haven't seen it in the Senate yet. I don't know if it has legs, but I don't think it's ever a good idea to tell not pay attention to information when they're making decisions.
Absolutely. And of course, the legislative session continues to roll on. So what are other bills that you have advanced in the Senate or ones that you're currently working on getting passed?
So I am really concerned about making sure that our Iowa neighbors can get dental care. There's a lot of folks who are on Medicaid in Iowa. About 680,000 Iowans depend on Medicaid for their health coverage. And for folks who are on Medicaid, it's really hard to find a dentist. And it's because Medicaid does not pay what it costs to provide the services. They only pay about a third of what it costs a dentist to provide the services. So there are very few dentists in Iowa that will take Medicaid patients. So people are driving 2 to 4 hours. People are going all the way to University of Iowa to get that care. If you don't take care of your teeth, it leads to all kinds of really expensive and pretty devastating problems that, can be a lot more troubling down the road. So preventative care is really, really important. So I have been pushing for us to increase Medicaid reimbursements for dental care so that Iowans can find dentists and dentists can get paid. There is support for this idea from the governor's office, but unfortunately, what we're seeing is that instead of adding new money to the budget to cover this need and make sure that Iowans can get dental care, the governor's office is proposing taking that money out of a different category of health and human services. And the place that she's proposing taking it from is mental health care. We need mental health supports in our state. There's just not enough. And if she's going to be taking that money out of what we pay psychologists and counselors and those kinds of really important mental health providers, it's going to be really hard to keep those providers in our state, to encourage people to come and work in our state. And that's going to hurt our mental health care. So we can't rob Peter to pay Paul. That's a governor's proposal. I'm trying to make sure that using my voice to draw attention to that and make sure people understand that we can't steal from one thing to improve something else. We have a lot in our surplus that we can use to invest in these systems that are really important to those basic health care needs of Iowans. Mental health and dental health, they both matter, and we can't leave Iowans lacking in either side.
Absolutely. Again, we have been speaking here with the Iowa Senator Sarah Trongaria out of District 14. Sarah, really appreciate you taking the time and explaining all of that. And again, you continue to stay busy, and thank you for just giving Iowans a voice.
Well, and I just want to encourage all of the listeners, Google who is my Iowa legislator, your state legislator, and just send those folks an email and just let them know what matters to you because they should hear from you. We make better decisions when we hear from the public, and there's so much that we're working on all the time. It's really a wide variety of issues. Not an expert on everything, and so I really appreciate when people reach out and share their stories.
Absolutely. Thank you again for encouraging that. And we will talk to you again pretty soon.
All right. Thank you so much.
You are absolutely welcome. That's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.